Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
My daughter, when she was just old enough to peer over the edge of the counter, became known for her apple pies. And she would take a sign-up list to school, went to a church school, and take names of people who would stand in line for her $25 apple pies. But again, my children have gone on to recognize there's opportunities in so many places, and it's just a matter of choosing what it is you want to invest your time in and creating a simple model. That simple model, I mean, the model that I use in finding your sweet spot, what is it really we're looking for? And it's a convergence that's where everything comes together that blends your passion, your talent, and money. There has to be all three. There are three legs to the stool. But if you can figure out a way to blend those three, then you're home free. Opportunities for meaningful, purposeful, and profitable work are right there.
Dan, you've been talking about, you know, sending your son to a window tinting school. And I know one of the things you say in your books, you talk about it, is that besides, reading books, going to seminars, learning a new skill. Why is that so important? How is that going to help us? And what does that look like?
Yeah, great question. Here's how we kind of break that down. If you're doing something where it's easy for somebody else to do it, there's not going to be much monetary reward in that. So if you're asking people, do you want that in plastic or paper, or do you want fries with that? If you don't want to do that job, there's 10 other people right behind you that can do it. But as soon as you develop some kind of a skill that other people don't commonly do, and it doesn't have to, it can be something as simple as what I just described, knowing how to tint windows, knowing how to carve wood or do sculpture, or grow specific plants. Those are all things that really are skills that start to separate you from the pack. And if we take that on up, I mean, if you do brain surgery, that's not something that a whole lot of people can do. And thus the compensation for that is extremely high. So you have to have something that makes you unique, something that makes you stand apart from the pack. If it's just something that anybody else who breathes can do, and I see a lot of resumes like that. I mean, even people with college degrees, the resume, anybody who breathes would have the same competencies that they're describing on there. So looking for your unique value is a really big part of standing apart and then being compensated accordingly.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.